Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
That was Lover Diagrams, Pace or the Patience. This is Different Strokes with Jade and Dave on Joy 94.9. We're about to go into Shoe Swap.
But before that, Jade, something that rather disturbed me before.
Yes.
For you anyway, not for me, you know, because I know I can cope in a social circumstance as such.
But yes.
I fear for you sometimes because it has been indeed 10 years since you've graduated from high school. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And, you know, like, there are some reasons why, like, I'm the biggest advocate for social networking because I'm a socially awkward person. I often find it's a lot easier for me to communicate to people through, like, short messages on the internet rather than trying to have a phone conversation or, like, meeting up in person, right? So I'm a big advocate in that point. But that means that all of these people from high school have been, like, meeting up, like, on friending me on these sites, right? And I've had, like, basic rumblings of there's going to be a high school reunion. Let me invite you to join the group where we'll discuss what we'll be doing for the high school reunion. And I have no desire whatsoever to go to the high school reunion, and I'm already, like, freaking out about the entire thing.
Now, Jade, you can't just make friends on a platonic level on these social networking sites and hope to never see these people in real life, because some people do take it to heart. They really take your gesture of befriending them on these sites as a genuine sort of interest in their life now, post-high school. So, Jade, they do think you care.
But the only reason I've added them as my friend, right, is because there's a few people that I've added as my friend from high school, and the reason that I have is because they found me, number one, which is very difficult because I do hide my profiles. But
under a lot of shrubbery.
Yes. but the problem is, like, I kind of make it a call on, am I legitimately going to talk to this person? Mm. And so the people who are my friends in that sense on these websites are people who are genuinely my friends, who I think, oh, yeah, I could probably have a conversation with you post-high school. Now, when that opens up a whole can of worms of all these other people who want to add and be my friend, that's when it becomes a problem.
Now, here comes the situation, because I personally think that Jade should do it, because I think, you know, reunions are a good opportunity to show off how much hotter you are now, how much more accomplished you are, and just how much better looking you are, and just how much, you know, in a better headspace, you're in a stable relationship. These are enviable qualities. And plus, girl, you ain't popping out the kids yet.
But you see, Dave, this is the thing, right? I don't want to go there, and I'm from, like, the type of area where, you know, getting married and popping out kids and staying in the same town is all the rage, and I don't want to be, like, part of that. Like, I know that I'm going to go there and be looked down upon because I do something different, you know?
Well, perhaps there are other people out there that do have reunions coming up around this time of the year as well. It could be like an old, you know, workmate kind of style reunion, or it could be, you know, like a high school reunion of such. Maybe you want to share your fear and your nerves, or if you have a couple of tips for Miss Jade here, feel free to SMS in. We're very keen to see what people think. It's 0427 Joy 949. In the meantime, let's shoe swap.
Different Strokes shoe swap.
This way you wanna talk this way. Walk this way you wanna talk this way. Walk this way you wanna talk this way. Walk this way you wanna talk this way.
Hey Dave, these high heels are so hard to walk in. I don't wanna swap shoes anymore.
Now, it's not so much a choice of whether you want to swap shoes or not this week. It's about swapping taste buds. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that Jade and I have done anything remotely close to do with the food sort of pyramid or anything to do with our dietary requirements. Because I have this thing where I can't talk about food without eating some.
Oh, really?
Now, you look at me and you think I'd be morbidly obese. And even after this week where Jade went into my menu, my dietary requirements, or what I actually eat on a day-to-day, hour per hour basis, you'd be so surprised to find that I'm not morbidly obese, because yes. I eat all the time. I have to eat.
We'll deal with that more later, Dave.
I mean, but and now I've been given Jade's sort of, you know, food menu for this week, and ladies and gentlemen, let me just say, you know, she really doesn't spice it up very much. Says a lot about the woman. But
I don't like that implication, Dave. I really don't.
Well, there's tuna and there's a sandwich with meat. So. What can I say? You do get a bit creative here and there, but for breakfast, we're trying to eat like Jade here. So part of the principles of becoming Jade-like is to share Jade's taste buds, mm-hmm. okay? Now, the rice bubbles is something you like to start the morning with. It's nice. It's simple. Now, I haven't had rice bubbles in a very long time. I basically stopped having rice bubbles when I could have Cocoa Pops.
Yeah.
Why on earth would you have a bunch of plain white rice with milk when you could have cocoa with it? Why on earth would you do that? But anyway, I went back to rice bubbles this week because it said so on the Jade menu.
Mm-hmm.
And I do forget the innocence of it. When I ate rice bubbles, it reminded me of pureness, innocence, virginity. It's something so pure and, you know, harking to my childhood about that. So mm-hmm. thank you for the rice bubbles thing for Brecky. Now, lunch for Jade is normally either leftovers from the night before. Oh, girl, I've been there.
Yeah.
Leftovers. Yeah, definitely. Sometimes leftovers are good, so I don't complain.
Yes.
Either that or, like I said, Jade likes to have a sandwich for lunch with mm-hmm. basic sort of chicken or, like, you know, beef sort of meat. Nothing too spicy, I've noticed. Very, yeah. very simple, sort of not like pastrami or salami or
no,
anything.
I hate all that sausage kind of stuff. Yuck. Yeah, that's... So-
Once again, telling.
Not intentionally, no.
No, she does spice it up sometimes with a bit of cheese and some tuna. But one thing I always notice, Jade, is that you tend to always bring fruit with you,
yes.
which is so good. Fruit is good for you. I don't mean to sound like your mum, but fruit is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Jade always brings an apple. Based on the old myth, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. Now, dinner with Jade is normally stuff like pumpkin soup, steak, potatoes, in a few different kinds of variety. There's mashed potato, but sometimes just boiled.
Yes.
Do you tend to like them baked as well? I forgot to ask.
I like baked potatoes, yes. I like any kind of potatoes. Mm. So any kind of potatoes is in.
I love it too. Potatoes is just one of those food.
Yeah.
You may or may not agree. Potatoes are just like eggs. They're versatile.
Yes.
Do you like eggs?
Yes, I do like eggs.
Oh, I spent some time, just between you and I, Jade, I spent some time with somebody who didn't like eggs, and I love eggs. I didn't know what to cook him. I didn't know what
like
to
not,
cook.
Eggs not even in anything?
No eggs. Just, I mean, if there's elements of eggs in the rice, you know, or egg noodle, that's fine, but just not eggs on its own. I'm just like, he's like, I can't have eggs with stuff. I'm like, well, eggs. Anyway, I'm glad we share that, Jade. I really share. We have that connection now that we love eggs and potato in our staples. Now, other things that you also mentioned here is stir fry. Now, I wouldn't have picked you to be a stir fry kind of girl, but what kind of stir fry are we talking? Are we talking adventurous with the Mongolian sauce?
Oh, no, it's honey, soy and garlic the whole way.
Just
like
simple.
There's no spice whatsoever. My girlfriend likes to put like spices on steak.
Yes.
And I can't even handle that. I'm like, you're ruining the taste of the steak.
So you're one of those people that like to taste the food for what it is.
Yes.
You know, it reminds me of what my mum said once, you know, because every time the food arrives, I just pepper it with pepper. She's like, you don't even know what it tastes like yet. Mm. No, you never know.
Yeah.
So I think this was a very good experience for me, Jade, just swapping taste buds this week, because you get to taste food as what it is. And sometimes boiled vegetables are a bit bland without anything, Jade. I just thought I should mention that. It's just bland. It's boring without any dressing. any sort of salt or pepper or
but
seasoning.
But it's so natural.
It is natural. It didn't make me feel somewhat healthier.
Yeah.
So, which you will find when Jade swaps into my menu, healthy isn't always a key word in describing what I like to do. But, coming up next on the shoe swap list, we will get Jade to, of course,
add some spice to my
add
life.
Add some spice to the life. In the meantime, we have been getting a couple of SMS this year. What on earth are these about, Jade?
Steve the Truckee, who's a long-term Different Strokes listener, and we absolutely adore him, says that he could relate to both of us. He has my personality and taste buds, yet he loves the thought of dancing at night, all night like Dave. And he said, you guys rock.
Much love to Steve the Truckee. In the meantime, I absolutely am dying and cannot wait for Jade to swap. So how about we ease her into this sort of, you know, salivating process of talking about food tonight on Different Strokes with a bit of milkshake.
Milkshake.
You're on Different Strokes on Joy.
This is it.
Now, do we have any Khalees fans in the house? Because everyone would have known that that was not milkshake. You know, Jade, did you even notice that?
No, I didn't.
I was waiting for a response for you to say, Dave, that is not milkshake. You've played Trick Me, which is the second single from the album Tasty. That is not the right song.
Yeah, because of course I knew, like, I know Kelis's entire album. Khalees. So I'm sorry.
A cardinal sin has been broken on air tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Jade Gulliver.
I apologize. I take it back. I don't know how to say Khalees.
Just be quiet.
You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9, Wednesday nights, 11 to 1. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/Different Strokes Radio.